The melody that concertgoers hum as they leave the hall that persists with them into their cars or buses is often not the grand theme of the concerto, but the flourish of the encore. Violinist Tasman Little, together with pianist John Lenihan, has just released a CD of 14 shortish pieces by composers from Elgar to Ravel to Janáček to Brahms, which might well have been performed by them at the end of a recital. Tasman Little is often associated with Delius or Vaughan Williams, although her recordings also include Bruch, Sibelius and Arvo Pärt. The piece that gives the new CD its name, however, is Tchaikovskiana, after a fantasy she and John Lenihan composed around the themes from the ballet Swan Lake. When Tasman Little came into the studio, I asked her how it had come about.
The whole piece began about 3 years ago when John came to me and said, "What do you think about the idea of doing the Swan Lake theme and arranging it for violin and piano?" And I said, "Well, that sounds great, but why stop there? Why don't we take some of the other themes and make a piece, weave a piece around it?" And we both got very excited about the idea and sort of came up with some of our favourite bits. And I deliberately stayed away from the great violin solo because obviously that would have been the obvious thing to do, but I wanted to play some of the other themes that, you know, are just so wonderful. There are so many amazing waltzes, and one of the hardest things to do was to actually say no to some of the music because you can just pick so many amazing bits from it. It's a wealth of superb material in the ballet.
But did you feel, though, that you could take in theme? I mean, there wasn't a point where you think, "Oh, no, that's just going too far, that's over-egging it."
Well, what we started to do in some of the performances was to put in little excerpts from other pieces, such as the 1812 Overture, and that started to get quite riotous and a little bit out of hand. Which works very, very well in performance because obviously, you know, at the end of an evening of serious music where you've done lots of sonatas and people have been listening intently, then you let your hair down a little bit and play a piece and have a bit of fun with it. But for a recording, we really felt that wasn't going to work because listening to a joke once is funny, but listening to it over and over and over and over again becomes slightly less funny. So what we decided when we were putting together the piece for the recording was that we wanted to keep some of the sense of fun, but also keep the idea of it as a serious piece of music with wonderful themes from Swan Lake.
Are performing live, and as you say, that sometimes you drop in a little bit of 1812 just as a joke. Is that something you would have rehearsed beforehand, or does one of you catch the eye of the other and you go, 1812 now?
There was a lot of improvisation that went on, and actually I think that was a good thing, because when you're composing a piece of music, I think that you need to keep it alive. And I think one of the reasons that we managed to come round to what I feel is a very, very good version of our Tchaikovskiana is because we played around with it so much beforehand, and then we rejected certain ideas that we'd done that, you know, might have been funny once, but then, you know, we thought, well, okay, right, well, we did that and now we'll do something else. So we've sort of come full circle, as it were, started off with a serious piece, played around an awful lot, improvised an awful lot, took each other by surprise in performance, and then came back to our serious piece of music with a few little references.
A number of these pieces on this disc, aside from the Tchaikovsky, are the kind of pieces that you might perform at the end of a concert as a little something to leave people with it as they leave the hall. They are also pieces that violinists in the past have used to demonstrate kind of virtuoso technique. They're quite show-offy pieces. Do you think that is something that is associated with an earlier era that hasn't been so fashionable now?
Yes, although I think that violinists and pianists have always been happy to show off a little bit at the end of an evening. And indeed, I think audiences quite enjoy it as well. So, yes, it certainly used to be quite traditional that a violinist would perhaps have a whole second half of a recital just full of bonbons. And nowadays, of course, everybody wants to be taken very seriously. So, you know, we perform sonata after sonata after sonata. So it's become sort of less of a of something that's expected in a performance. But on the other hand, encores have not gone away, and audiences love to have a few little tasty, lighter pieces at the end of an evening of serious music. And so that's one idea that has stuck for good.
Now, you have two violins that you play mainly. One is a Guadagnini, and the other is, which is lent to you by the Royal Academy of Music, is Regent Stradivarius. Now, we had Nigel Kennedy on the programme a few weeks ago saying that the thing about a Stradivarius was that it always sounded like a Strad, whereas he felt with other instruments that they could sound more like him. Is that your experience as well?
Not entirely, no. I think it really depends how much in sympathy you are with your instrument. When I first started to play the Stradivarius, I didn't feel totally natural with it. It sounded so strange under my ear in comparison with the Guadagnini, which of course I knew very, very well, that I didn't really feel it was part of me. And it probably took a year before I actually felt comfortable with it. Now I feel very, very comfortable with it, but I don't feel that it doesn't sound like me. But I dare say one of these days I will not have the use of the Strad, and so I shall probably at that point either borrow another one or go back full time to my Guadagnini.
So what do they say? Does the Royal Academy phone up one day and say, actually, somebody else needs it now, or we've already promised it to somebody in, I don't know, America or where? How does it work, this great rental system?
I don't know, really. The original idea was that I would borrow it for a period of time, that if they needed it for other reasons, then obviously they could give me a month's notice, as it were, and then I would hand it back. So I suppose I'm just sort of, you know, going to carry on playing it until they feel they need it. I'm just happy to have it at this point and hope that I can have it for some time more.
Tasman Little's new disc, Tchaikovskiana, is out now on the Classics for Pleasure label.